Supporters of the Islamic movement in Nigeria converge in Abuja to protest the continuous killing of men, women and children in Yemen. The demonstrators condemn the Saudi-led aggression against the people of Yemen, which has entered its fifth year.
The Islamic movement condemns in totality both the action of Saudi Arabia and the action of the Western world for keeping silence, not sanctioning the leaders of Ali Saud, who you can describe as the cancerous disease of the Islamic world. The killing of innocent children using the Islamic world's wealth to kill them, and at the same time pay the international community to be silent on this matter, is condemnable.
The demonstrators said they've come out in support of the oppressed people of Yemen because they believe that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. They called on Nigerians to condemn oppression anywhere in line with the teachings of their leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Al-Zazaki. The demonstrators said there are a lot of similarities between what is happening in Yemen and what happened in Zaria in December 2015 when hundreds were killed as Nigerian forces attacked the residence of their leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Al-Zazaki.
They are related in perpetrators, they are related in sponsors, they are related in even the arms they use in killing. It's the same Saudi Arabia that paid dollars to Nigerian authorities with regard to killing of our brothers and sisters in Zaria.
The Saudi war on Yemen has led to what the United Nations has described as the worst man-made humanitarian crisis ever witnessed. Thousands have been killed and millions displaced. Members of the Islamic movement in Nigeria said they must break what they describe as the international community's deafening silence and raise their voices in support of the people of Yemen.
The demonstrators reiterated their call for the unconditional release of their leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Al-Zazaki. Danjuma Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.